Welcome to the RR Podcast. We bring you the latest in Toku news, in-depth discussions, and everything else that you could ask for, all with a healthy dose of insanity. So here are your hosts, Shugun Shinobi, Dawson Rider, Jedimon, and Aerosol. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, Season 5. Ready? Go!
Welcome to our Season 5, Episode 42.
Bye-bye, little Sebastian. 5,000 green candles in the wind.
Sebastian Dick Ralph.
It's like a genre mashup.
No, not that Sebastian.
This episode was going to be about a ninja, but now it's all about little Sebastian. So buckle up for 3 hours about a kind of a small horse as he promotes the Steak Hole Lounge.
references abound.
That's going to be this episode.
Pretty much.
I'm so sexy right now.
You bet. Alright, so one upses.
That's Kevin's. One's up. Zzz. That sounded more like a bee in sleep. Like, he's not a beekeeper. Oh my god. I'm trying to think of like a beekeeper joke now about Keeper. What if he became a beekeeper when he, like, in the off season before the Rangers showed up? He had a lot of time. He probably had hobbies. He probably was a beekeeper at one point, and then a crypt keeper. And then exactly. So how many jobs he got just because of his name. Yes, you're here to interview for the zookeeper position. What's your name?
Keeper.
Oh, you're hired. And then he just disintegrated into death. I'm convinced that's how it went down now.
Headcanon confirmed. Did I have Ninja stuff last week? So those got here, and I bought Dragon Ball Xenoverse. I played that a little bit today.
How is it?
It plays really good. It's probably one of the better DBZ fighting games that have came out recently. It's the customization system super in-depth.
Uh-huh.
But, like, the amount of work that can go into setting, like, your moves and your stats and stuff can get pretty intricate, and that stuff kind of goes over my head, and I get confused.
Me too. I'm like, I just want to smash things.
But it's really fun in that regard.
I haven't played any Dragon Ball Z games in a long time. Like, I played, like, all the Budokai ones, like, the Budokai Tenkaichi ones, and then I just realized I kept playing the same storyline over and over again.
Yeah, I like what they're doing with the kind of messed up timeline sort of thing. It makes it a bit more interesting.
Did you ever play those Budokai games?
I loved the what if storylines in those games.
Like, one thing that I didn't like was how they kept changing the format for story mode. Like, the first game had these awesome cinematics, and then the second one was a board game.
Yeah.
And then the third one just had, like, pop-up cartoon faces. I was like, what the hell? Like, I don't know why they didn't continue the cutscenes. I think the Tenkaichi ones brought back cutscenes, because I played the hell out of the Tenkaichi 2 on the Wii U, or the Wii 1, and it had full-on cutscenes, and I love that one. But, I loved the cutscenes so much in the first one. I was like, what the hell is this board game stuff? And, like, it was so complicated. It was like, if you land on Trunks on a Thursday and fight Cell, then you can unlock this character. So I ended up just doing this weird menu cheat code to unlock everybody. but I might check it out. I haven't played one in so long. There's been so many of them now.
Yeah, the last one I played was Budokai Tenkaichi.
Yeah, I played that one, and then there was, like, I can't remember the name of the other. It was for, like, PS3 and 360. I rented it when I had Gamefly for a summer, but it wasn't bad, but it was very easily finished.
That was a thing that existed.
Gamefly?
It still does.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's like Netflix, except it takes a month to get your DVDs and there's no streaming. Like, I had it for the whole summer, and I think I rented 3 games, and, like, the only one I kept for a long time was Dragon Ball, and a long time was, like, 3 days. So
I didn't know anyone that ever actually used that service. Like, I just didn't think that was a real thing people did.
Well, back when I did it was back when Netflix's main thing was DVDs, and so I was used to the Netflix DVDs being in here within a day. So I was expecting that, and that didn't happen.
I'm sorry, like, you're talking, and it's really boring me.
This is like an anti-Gamefly advertisement.
Right? Like, they gotta pay you to stop.
They're probably trending on Grizzle Dump.
Grizzle Dump? Is it like Rumble Dump, but not? Grizzle Dump.
Rumble Dump Maru.
I want to dump on your Maru.
Dear Lord.
Anyway, that's it for me, so go ahead.
Alright, well, I got Ninja stuff also.
Oh my god.
And I didn't buy anything because there's nothing here, and it keeps snowing, so I don't like to go anywhere. To be fair, I don't like to go anywhere when it's sunny either, but there's, like, nothing here. My Toys R Us has had terrible times getting stuff in, so honestly, I think that's the only thing interesting that's happened to me is that I got Ninja stuff.
Well, nothing ever interesting happens to you.
That's like, really it.
Those boring stories you tell.
Yeah, I'm the one that goes on long, boring stories.
You do. There was that one time you told a story, and it was long and boring. So one time at band camp, Dawson told a story, and then he put a flute in dirty places. Oh, God. I actually haven't had a one-up in, like, weeks. But I'm trying to think, what's the fastest way I could do this? So I got, what? My last Oki box, they had, like, Blue Beat, a couple of shift cars, the Yomi AC figure, and I'm still waiting on a CS Toys box that has, like, 5 shift cars, and I was like, oh, let me get this registered Sal, because I don't want to pay for EMS.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah,
it's a bad choice.
Well, I was like, well, it's CS Toys, and they have Turbo Sal, so I should be fine.
They got rid of Turbo Sal.
Chuck Testa.
Turbo Sal still exists. It's just, it's not as good as it was, and then with all of the whole, like, harbor strikes and weather and everything, I think things just disappear now.
I don't know why, but the concept of a harbor strike is really amusing to me. We want cars! Wait.
It's been 3 weeks, and I haven't got it yet, and they haven't updated the tracking since it left Japan.
Honestly, don't even check it. Like, anything Sal that I've gotten recently has went from Origin Post is preparing shipment to at my door. And like, everything just updates at once. Like, you're useless.
Yeah, and then AmiAmi Box and HLJ Box tried to arrive today. They have to get picked up from the post office. AmiAmi is just 5 Ninja vinyls. And then Well, I was intending to get more stuff from them, and then AmiAmi became AmiAmi. And then HLJ has Dead Heat vinyls. It has the Dead Heat car, the TK for Dead Heat, and the Ichibanto. I'm probably, I don't know if I'm going to get the frog gun or not. I'm probably not going to get the buckle.
Bangity bang. Is that a bang? Bangity bang.
The buckle is like $9 I don't need to spend.
But it's really shiny. Like, it's a good mirror.
Thanks. I have a mirror. So I don't need that, but
you could just make it as like one of Ron Swanson's gold bricks, but make sure Tammy gets it.
No, and I can save my $9 by not buying it.
Do this all day, son. All day.
Because that's how I look at it. I'm like, well, if I buy the shuriken, it's $11. If I buy the belt and the shuriken together, it's $20. So I can save $9 and not get a belt and get the same shuriken. And then Mandarake has shipped me a shurikenjin. I'm trying to think. I haven't really gotten any amiibos because I can't find them anywhere.
You're fired. You're the most incompetent person I've ever worked with, and that includes Terry. See?
I got my little Mac from Matt, and that was about it. But yeah, nobody stocks amiibos. It's really awful. I pre-ordered a couple of games finally from GameStop. That I went there, I was like, hey, can I print me out the list? And they print me out this, because they had the PS4 and Xbox One pre-order list like taped to the counter. I'm like, well, I don't own either of these. Do you have like the Nintendo ones? And they're like, okay. I was really short though. I'm like,
what's a Nintendo?
Yeah, like the list's really short though. I'm like, all right, whatever. I want to see it anyway. So they premiered the 3DS one and literally has like about 8 titles on it. And then the guy hands me another paper that he said was the Wii U one. And I start looking at the list. I'm like, this looks really familiar. And like, he handed me the 3DS list the second time. I'm like, this is not Wii U. He looks at it. You're right.
Good detective work. My gosh, you're right.
Like, it was really funny. Like, because I was going there to finally pick up Majora's Mask because I didn't go get it right away, so I had to wait for them to restock it because quantity problems. And so then he finally goes to print the Wii U list and hits the print all button.
So he printed every file ever.
He printed like all the lists for all the systems like ever or something. I don't know, but the printer wouldn't stop printing.
Atari, it's like, whoa, what the shit?
Here's the Sega Game Gear.
Like the printer wouldn't stop printing. I'm like, how the fuck many systems do y'all sell stuff for? It printed like every list possible that you can pre-order things. And all I ended up doing was reserving Splatoon, Yoshi, Woolly World, and Lego Jurassic World. Because then I get the Wii U list, and it's like even short, it's like 5 titles on there. And like one of them was Mario Party 10, which I already reserved. And so the guy's like, do you want to take those with you? I'm like, no, I already reserved like this entire Wii U list, except one game. Like, I have no desire to take this anywhere. Like, what am I going to use this for? Toilet paper? But I got my keys from Brian, so now I have all keys. That makes me happy. Today I bought the 5 Dino Charge Action Hero figures, the Rangers. Like, we went to Target, and I go to the aisle, and they have a sign up that says the figures are on sale. I'm like, oh, cool, sale. And I look at it, it says 2-1 to 2-14. I'm like, this is like, it's been 2 weeks, and they never took the sign down. So I'm like,
or you were transported to 2 weeks ago, and you didn't know it.
That's also possible.
That's more likely.
So I took a picture of the sign. And then we went to the register and they rang up $10. I was like, there's a sign on the shelf that says $8.49 and showed it my phone. And the girl's like, okay, just changed them all. So I was like, that's fun. I'm trying to think if I've gotten, I don't think I've got anything else. I got those Mystic Turtles. Kaylee lost the swords for Leo and then I had to find them.
Perilous tale.
It took a lot longer than the story makes it out to be.
Struggle is real.
The struggle is very real. Just been doing Pokemon. I've got a second shiny Rapidash while playing. Well, I got one on each of my Johto remakes, which I found ironic that I got the same shiny on both games. But whatever. So that's fun. I think that's it. So I also the one ups. Brian sucks. Yep. Donkey boners.
So how about that amazing news this week?
Amazing Spider-Man. That was last week.
Of scans. That's about it.
Yeah. You know, we actually... It's funny because we actually got scans before we recorded this time.
It's amazing.
But it's like not as exciting. It's not like new stuff. It's just... finally revealed stuff.
Like, I freaked out a little bit. I'm like, oh shit, we got scans that we can talk about in a timely manner. Like, I don't know how this works. Normally we get scans like the next day.
What is this life we live?
This is the one perilous life we live. But we did get what? Ninja, we got Pound Maru, Pound My Maru, and UFO Maru.
The UFO one, I like the way it turns into a little dude. I don't know if I noticed that before on the toy scans, but...
Yeah, we talked about it on toy scans. You're probably just sitting there sleeping.
I like how the elephant, like, the elephant's little dude is just, like, a giant elephant face.
Just sitting on there, like...
plugs in.
Just, an elephant just sits there.
And it's got little arms and shit. It's kind of creepy, but... whatever.
Yeah, and then what I like is that the shurikens... is that the shurikens, like, give them different abilities. The one for Poundmaru lets them stretch, and then the UFO Maru...
UFO in the hood!
UFO Maru! lets them, like, levitate. And apparently they can fight in space now. That's a like, with the UFO.
It makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure
space
why it's necessary.
Hashtag Lothor.
But, so that's pretty cool. I'm really excited to see those in action. Also to buy them. And then they got, they confirmed Tokyo Goku's mom, Goku's wife, Gohan's mom.
Goku's mom. She has a name, I forgot what it was, though.
Chi-Chi.
No, I meant Goku's mom. They made a big deal out of it. They're like, Goku's mom revealed.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, but I didn't care.
Something like some dumb hoe or something, I don't know.
That sounds like a Saiyan name, yes.
It doesn't.
It was probably
head.
Like peas or something vegetable related. Parsnips, I don't know.
Carrot swallower, I don't know.
What was Bardock?
Father of Goku.
Oh, okay. Right? Thank you. But like vegetable wise.
Broccoli. Maybe.
Broly is broccoli, isn't he?
Oh, maybe. Bardock.
I don't know.
Let's see.
Wants an investigation right now. This is pressing.
This is what we're doing. Alternate names. That's not what I want.
This all because...
The alternatives.
She has toys. The alternatives. This is what happens... All because Seven is possibly called Chi-Chi.
What was the other one?
It's Chi-Chi from the first place. It's an S at the beginning of that word.
Chi-Chi. Oh, whatever.
He's a Chi-Chi.
And I still haven't figured out what the actual name of the Tokiju would be.
Purple.
They have two different words for seven because one means, like, super death or something.
What? Like, that's amazing. They, like, you could have confused the word seven for super death.
Chi-Chi has the kanji for death in it. And that's why, like, they changed what seven was later on.
Like, oh, this could be problematic. Tokyo Drift Go joke. Okay, I got one in.
Same with four. Four has the same kanji in it.
Hell.
Oh, is that why they don't... Crap,
we had to change number four because we almost summoned a demon one time, and we're like, oh, crap.
That's why we have Shi and Yon as four, and Chi-Chi and Nana as seven. Not like grandma, but...
Have we ever... Oh, yeah, Nana was the funny one. Or it's like, na-na-na-na-na. Classic. Did you ever find out about Bardock?
I'm on.
The baby is upset now. She wants to know.
Let's see. Badaku.
I should say it on his Wikipedia page.
Name. I'm on his name. In this case, the burdock herb. It's an herb.
What? The herb?
Well, it's a herb if you're in...
I was really hoping no one
in Chris's universe. In Chris's universe, Brian's correct. But.
Okay.
Wait, Chris has a universe? Wait, what?
England.
Oh. Oh, look, a clock. We don't have those in America.
Bardock's family are all named after root vegetables. Burdock, onion, radish, and carrot.
Oh. The more you know.
Yeah. Anyway, Getting back to whatever it was we were talking about before, there's a purple, confirmed. Revealed, confirmed.
Oh yeah, totally. Revealed. That's what we were doing.
Yes.
Yeah. Convealed.
It's easy to be distracted. Talking about vegetables.
So that's cool. And then we got scans of type formula finally in the flesh-ish, I guess.
Type Flygon. Type or, is that what they call it? Type Blue.
Yeah. I like that he's got all the shift cars, like, little logos on him.
I love like, those. That's really neat. Like,
I really like his helmet, except for, I agree with, I think Brian tweeted it about it should be white instead of yellow. It looks like the prototype where they forgot to finish painting it.
Yeah.
But I love, like, the sunglasses look. It looks like he's too cool for school. But his chest is so big, I feel like he's going to fall over. I feel like he's going to be running towards a Roimude and then just trip and, like, chest plant.
There's nothing wrong with having a big chest.
Well, if you're a Kamen Rider, there is. Because girls can't be Kamen Riders because sexism.
Really?
Yes, really.
Really?
Really.
Yes, I said it. Gosh.
And then there's that trailer cannon thing, and then we see he has both of his arms. Well, each arm has a tire, and then that's where weapons go when he uses his formula cars. So those look cool, I guess.
That's gonna be really fun on the TK figure, like putting the giant tires on his arms.
Right?
He's gonna look like floaties. Tire floaty.
We see the cars up close. They look pretty.
There we
neat.
Go. See,
they're cool. Actually not named after. They're not named after race car drivers like some idiot once thought. Fucking retard.
Everyone got mad at me.
I know. Like they got so mad at us for correcting them. Like, then you see Medic's Roido Muto form. So that's a thing we're doing. Apparently, she can beat up on dead Doheet. And we also see Drive Dead Heat Flare. Which is, yeah, that's a thing. I watched
dead,
it.
Dead Heat Flare?
Yeah.
I
think it's just it's the Max Flare tire around him, I think.
Yeah, it's just him with the Max Flare tire.
There goes my He Can't Tire Kokon in that mode.
Months of research gone.
Every theory I always have. Toei's like, nope, you can't be correct. Shows picture and scan.
Thanks, Skype guy.
Cries.
Skype guy
sold me out.
Well, you know, they don't want Brian to be right ever. It's one of those things that can't happen.
Yeah. They're mad that he named O's before they did. Keep sending in the O's. It's one of the most amazing coincidences. We should make more of a big deal out of it than we do.
Brian is just the worst, though, so...
Now I'm just thinking about the chipmunk mode. And the, how do you open this box? How do you open this box? Stabs. It's so funny in chipmunk mode.
I still laugh at the idea of us having a time limit on our YouTube videos.
Oh, yeah! I forgot about that.
Like, that's what inspired chipmunk mode, is the fact that we had a time limit to conform to.
That was a thing.
The time before time. It's like the Omnitrix of YouTube.
It really is. Like, it's so weird because I'll go back through my videos to go just like fix things in the description and whatnot and update them and make them a little more informative or whatever or not sound stupid. And I'm like, and you see things, it's like so-and-so part one, so-and-so part two. I'm like, really? Really? And it's like, well, they gave us a 10-minute timer. It was a game of beat the clock.
It's better than a different game.
Yes, beat off the clock.
No, I'm thinking beat the clock. Damn it! It's one letter to get rid of. Now I have to spell it out, literally.
I was close. I didn't get to talk about Toy Fair last week. There was cool stuff there. I liked it.
We took way too much time out for that.
Right? I mean, there was cool PR stuff. I like the Ammonite Zord the best because Ammonite. And Turtles had awesome figures. Ice Cream Kitty 3-pack for the win. And I really don't really care about too much other stuff besides that. Just give me all those turtles right now. I'll hug them and love them. And then write them off my texts.
That's how we toy reviewers do it.
Right?
Hashtag turtle taxes. Hashtagging everything tonight. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag turtle
taxes. It's like TurboTax, but really slow. Now it's time for
superhero time. Ninja.
You were gonna do the Batman theme for a second. No.
I didn't even think of that. I was thinking for like Porky Pig stuttering. Kamen Rider Drive. Start your engines.
Start your engine. Hashtag double.
No, I told Brian when we're like back in the early days of the Ninja scans and stuff, I was like, when we get to superhero time, I'm totally doing the Porky Pig stuttering sound for this. And he was like, do it. I approve of this.
I did say that, yes.
And the best part is I was going to work this morning and I completely forgot. I'm like, how am I going to do the Ninja thing on the podcast tonight? And then I remember, I'm like, oh, yeah. I already planned that out so I wouldn't forget and have to think about it. Fail. I'm just the worst.
Generally, yes.
Thanks? Well, she did watch. She watched Ninja with me.
If you listen carefully, the baby just said, the worst!
So, we had the first episode, and I really liked it.
There you go. End of review.
All right, so it's time for Drive. So this week, the fat guy did it. Well, not really. It was some maniacal guy I've never seen before. Oh, we're not doing it? Okay. No, but I was concerned for a minute. Well.
I was like, wait, they're really going to skip over the discussion?
No.
Go back.
Neither of us watched it. We just watched Parks and Rec twice. No, I really liked it, too. I found it to be really enjoyable. It was a good episode. I liked it.
I think having them all be cousins is a different take on the family dynamic.
Family dynamic. But I like that we have that again. We haven't had that since Magi Ranger, at least on a full scale that I can remember.
Like, yeah. Five Man and Magi Ranger had them be siblings, but this is... I mean, like, Red and White are siblings, which I'm totally shipping them for by the end of the show. Having them be cousins is quite different. I liked it at the end when they found out their grandpa was alive. They were like, what the fuck? What do you mean you're alive? He's like, why do you think I'm dead?
Well, because they were at his funeral, and then all of a sudden they heard, flushed with cash! And they're like, wait, John Raphael? Their dad is John Raphael. Granddad, whatever. Same thing.
And then the dad just weird. He's fucking... an oddball.
The dad, like, doesn't belong.
Like, he really doesn't. Like,
he's like a step in the generational path that just doesn't fit.
Isn't that how it happens, though?
There's greatness skips a generation. Like, look at Dawson.
Was there any greatness before or after me? I don't think so.
You.
And I'm assuming there was.
No. We got nothing.
In any case, I liked the opening. I felt like it was definitely like a callback to Shinkenger.
I like the style of opening. Shinkenger.
Shinkenger. Takaru got way too much focus.
I like those style of openings, like without the flashy intro, and you get to see a cool fight scene, especially in the intro episodes. It's really.
I like it for episode one.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it
because
episode.
Well, because it's almost like you don't know. Obviously, you know there's gonna be more than one ranger, but
what?
So like, Dawson is such a fuck.
This is a Kamen Rider.
So like, did I thought we were talking about Drive. I was lost. I'm like, wait, who's the dad? I don't understand.
Dawson's stuck on the island.
And we have to go back.
But we see, now I completely forgot what I was.
You're God talking about the psychological impacts of molestation.
Okay. So when Michael Jackson gave me the Jesus juice, you don't see who everybody is, or oh look, when I see that person, I know okay they're gonna become blue or yellow or whatever. So,
color coded. Yellow looks like a freaking banana.
There was that banana thing that, which one was it? Pink did or white did? Or they slipped on the banana peel? That was kind of funny.
What the hell was that about?
This is bananas.
I don't know, but it was funny to me.
I don't know what it was about. It was Sentai.
But it's just such an old gag. Like, it was a joke before jokes were invented.
Like, it was somehow...
Mythbusters proved it wrong anyway. God.
It was somehow still funny to me.
Mythbusters.
Oh.
The guy with the mustache?
Wait, so this review's all over the place. Ron Swanson?
So it's accurate to Ninja.
Ninja
has different physics.
I loved,
what is physics? Is it like psychic but misspelled?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Really all over the place. Are you giving all these thoughts? I can't stop them. So anyway, physics. They're really strong psychics.
I liked how the dog is stored inside the train.
I love that. It's adorable.
The dog is the best thing ever.
It just popped its head out. Like, it's got a leash and everything.
Better keep your hoe on a leash. This is running wild. This is actual advice.
When I got the toys, I... just sat Wan Maru in the train, and I was like, that's awesome, I can just sit in the train all the time.
I thought you were going to say, when I got the toy, I was looking for the leash. Like, you're just looking for, 2 hours, tearing apart the box.
No.
Where's the leash?
He was probably looking for Cat's leash. I just like watching it transform and the first time, and they're, all excited, just watching everyone do shit for the first time on these shows is fucking hilarious.
I thought the mecha fight was really well done, because I like when we get to see them fight individually. I to do more of that.
Seeing what they did. I liked when Shinobi Maru looks over at Akaninger. Mm-hmm. They look at each other let's do this.
# best friends.
I don't know why, but there's just something cool about that.
When have we ever even done that before?
No.
What bonding between... between the Zord and the guy?
No, we did that in Kyoryuji. I meant with, the person, standing on the shoulders of the mecha.
Well, Rearranger. Well, I guess Rearranger did it. Die Ranger did it, but I don't know if they stayed out there forever. I don't even remember.
I know they did it because it was a toy gimmick that was really confusing for MMPR.
Yeah. I don't think they did it all the time. I think they just wrote it, and then they're like, lol, and then they went in. They actually said lol, and then just drove it in. Because Tommy was always like, ooh! And then he just went back in with his little marble, and then he put it in the machine, and it made fire. That's how MMPR Season 2 happened.
The sad part is it's completely accurate.
That is accurate. That's exactly how it happened.
The stupidity is completely accurate.
Right down to the, ooh, because that's what Tommy's lines were. But yeah, I liked the mecha fight.
And he still couldn't act well.
What I liked about GoBusters was how they varied the mecha fights up, and I kind of want the series to do that too.
Yeah, I hope they do.
It has that potential with the way these things are just so crazy and all over the place.
And I'm glad that the little dude... I didn't even finish my sentence. The dude, we're controlling the robot. Actually, you can see his arms moving. He's not stationary. It just kind of makes it entertaining to watch.
The suit actor?
No, the little guy. Little dude.
Yeah.
He's the only one there. I like that we actually get to see it all the time, because I think it's comedic. He's like a tiny supervillain. I'll get you. It's so funny.
I love the part of the finisher when they're doing the sword slash. There we go. And Shinobi Maru has one too. And it's just kind of this double slash.
I'm still not 100% on the design, but I like that they take advantage of it, and I find it very entertaining.
I like when he like leaped off the chair and just started attacking.
He's like, hold me back, hold me back. Hold me back, coach.
Like there was just so many different fun things in this episode.
The suits look so pretty.
They do.
They really do. I loved the transformation and the roll call, and they're like, we're the Shinobi, you can't be bothered with hiding. Fuck that shit.
It's true. Later we're going to use an alien on you. Not even joking. Kevin mentioned in the beginning reminded me of Shink Andrew, but I actually, various parts of the episode reminded me a lot of various seasons. Like, the opening reminded me of Shink Andrew's opening. The family thing reminded me of Magi Ranger. And, I guess this makes complete sense, but some of the general tones of it reminded me of Hurricane Drew a lot. I was just getting all kinds of different vibes coming off of it.
And, I mean, that may or may not be intentional, because I know that they talk about, like, combining a lot of the elements from past seasons because of, like, the show's been on for 40 years and stuff. And I guess a way to celebrate that, that's why they're using the Japanese color names and why you have, like, the humanoid robot and then the dragon and the truck. And, like, everything's different. It's just no, like, unifying theme to anything.
I love that they address it. I get a dump truck. Why?
Why do I have a dump truck? And, like, the chick gets the dog. It's, like, so cute. I love the
dog. My God, that's sexist. Girls aren't allowed to like dogs. God. I bet someone would say that at some point. It sounds like someone in the fandom would say.
I was confused for a second. I couldn't tell if it was a legit complaint or Dawson manufacturing one just that would seem legit.
I can't tell if real. I bet someone thought that.
It's so sexist.
My God, she morphed into a Pink Ranger. It's so sexist. But she is the Pink Ranger.
I liked White's reluctance to do anything. She's like, I don't really want to do this. Like, well, we need five. God damn it.
Well, okay.
We need five, and there are five grandchildren. What if we just make another one? Like, I don't think it works that way.
It'll take a while.
Yeah. We don't really have time for that.
I like how it was played when... I mean, obviously the villain showed up, like, right after, but when they're like, oh, the guy was sealed right here, and then it's just like, whoosh, tumbleweeds. Like, nothing happens.
Like, see, you're fucking crazy. Let's leave. I'm interested to see when they start gaining these other mecha, if we actually see, because I guess from the way the magazine scans read, the other shurikens come from those ceiling shurikens. Like, they've been corrupted when they got, like, flung out everywhere, and then as the monsters get defeated, the shurikens get purified. Mm-hmm. And
purify.
So then those purified shurikens are what become these other shurikens, like the Pound Maru and the UFO Maru. So I'm just wondering if we'll actually, like, see them doing some kind of, I don't know, I guess a ninja technique or just some kind of anything that lets the, you know, changes the regular shuriken into Pound Maru shuriken. Or if it'll just all of a sudden, they'll just walk in and go, here, look, I made this.
It'll be the dad. The out-of-place father will be the one that... Oh, it's probably going to be Pink.
Wait, say that again? Tech. Pink's hard? Pink's hard?
That's sexist. Yes. You think girls are smart.
How dare
I? Just figured
I.
Grandpa would do it.
He doesn't know about technology.
He's old and busted. He doesn't know what technology is.
But seriously, have you seen people like try to deal with technology? Like, it boggles their mind. Like, the look on their face is hilarious. Are we going to be like that? Probably.
When we get the clear phones and tablets from Grizzle, we'll just be really confused.
It's a drone.
But, I'm trying to... Oh, I like the sounds of everything. Like, the voice when they hit the head. It's like, Aka Ninja Shuriken. Aho Ninja Shuriken.
The way that it's presented on the show made me a little bit disgruntled about how the toys work.
How do you mean?
The toy, you're stuck in that roll call. So, like, when...
It's like one sound for everybody.
Yeah, when Aka Ninja did his, final attack, It just said Aka Ninja and then Ninja Isen, and he attacked. But with the way that the shurikens are made, if you do the attack on the Ichibanto, you have to cycle through the five characters. It doesn't singular out one of the colors. So in a nutshell, all of the shuriken are pretty much exactly the same thing, except
for when you turn the thing and it says the name of it.
Yeah.
That's all.
And
it's
the,
not even functionality.
And the Zord sound. So there's like only two unique sounds in the shuriken. And that kind of irritates me a little bit. Because, like, I love the toys. I love the shurikens. I think they're absolutely incredible. But to have that sound limitation on it is irritating to me. Especially when that's not how it's presented in the show, because they're individualized.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often. I mean, there's occasional times where the show might have a sound that's not used because it's something that appeared later. But something that major isn't that often of an oversight. Especially so early on.
Yeah, usually they make it to where, like, things work.
She's upset. She's is
very
just
upset
disgruntled
about
with Brian,
that's
if not
what
more.
That's what I was doing earlier.
to summarize, you're a terrible baby cry.
I was really upset.
I thought I was not confused about that one.
There was something I wanted to say about that, though. I'm trying to think of what it was.
I think the only problem I really have with the episode is kind of more or less the same problem I have with most Sentai intros. It's just how quick
rushed.
It moved.
Rushed? Yeah. Yes.
Especially after watching, like, the premiere of Dino Charge.
Yeah.
you hop back to a Sentai premiere and you're like, okay, here's Red, here's everyone else, here's the bad guy. Oh, crap, they have their powers. Oh,
here's
fight.
The Zord.
Oh, there's the Megazord already. Oh, look, they're forming the Megazord. Okay.
And they used every weapon, including the one that's not even out yet.
I know, I was kind of surprised. I'm like, whoa, dude, that don't come out until March.
I know, settle down. Did you check your calendar? Like,
calm down.
Like, Sentai does not do premieres and finales well because they can't do more than one part, which is annoying. But I did find it to be a little less annoyingly rushed than certain ones. Like, I remember Kyoryuger seemed annoyingly rushed because of the premise of how they weren't fighting together. So they had to very quickly get them all together and then separate them so that, like, you could feel it even more with that one.
What was funny to me is they used that other weapon, the Karakuri Henge, and then did they use it? They used, like, every function of it.
Yeah. Like, the only thing they didn't use in this episode is that five technique shuriken that's coming out next month. Like, that's,
and they might not have that yet.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't think they do, because I think that's going to be a default in the right slot on their belt. And their belts were completely blank in this episode, so
Brian was watching their belts.
I was. I wanted to see if they had them yet.
You be careful. Watch your belts, because Brian's around.
To snatch them up.
Snatching your buckles up.
But I'm really enjoying.
Shine. Let me shine it. I want to rub it.
I say that a lot.
It's like a honeydew.
But, and not to, like, go around comparing, but I did kind of enjoy this premiere a little bit more than I enjoyed Tokyo's premiere.
It certainly left me with less questions, which I don't know whether is, like,
good or
bad
or
worse, but it was a lot, like, more straightforward.
Yeah, it was a lot more straightforward, and it I think for me it did just enough to make me want to come back without being any kind of annoyed or anything like that. But, and I really didn't find any of the characters obnoxious. I mean, it was only one episode, and they didn't have a lot of them doing a whole lot. But, like, I know, like, with Drive, you know, you pretty much got, like, the annoying characters right away. Like, oh, please, people, they're going to, like, piss me off. But, like, here, you know, assuming this is our entire main cast, aside from the villains, I haven't really, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I can handle these people. You know, like, the dad's a little retarded, but they could be too obnoxious.
The one villain that keeps following around is just evil Master Shafu. That's what I'm going to call him.
But
he's like evil Torin, but with cats. I think I explained that pretty well.
Nailed it.
Boom. So yeah,
I liked it for the most part. It didn't do anything to like make me annoyed. I was invested in it for the most part, and I'm excited to see what else the show has in store. I'm not going to say it was amazing. I think as an intro, it did what it needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't excel like way past what it needed to do or anything, but it was a pretty solid intro that I was all right with, and look forward to seeing what else the show has in store. It's kind of at a crossroads where it can go either way. I feel like the show could go in a direction that's really cool, or it could just kind of be a very mundane sort of thing, so we'll have to see what kind of route
we
take with
it. I'm like super cautious now after Tokyo-Jir, because Tokyo-Jir's first episode had a lot of promise. The first few had some good, which is one thing I guess that they did I think better over that is I like having questions, because it keeps me wanting to come back for a reason other than I have to, but I forgot where I was going with that. Sometimes I just start a sentence and I don't even know where it's going. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, like I'm cautious about it because you know, we had so many good years of Sentai, and then we finally stopped that break of, like, a consistently good Sentai, so... But at the very least, I like all the stuff. It's very pretty. So...
I love these suits a lot.
Yeah, they're so cool. Like, well, we see, you know, you see all the pictures and stuff in the higher-res pictures, but, like, once you see them in action and like, high def, they're just so good. Even though they have those white boots. But it's hardly a deal breaker. They're just so white. They're like nurses, but they're ninjas. Hashtag Man Perkins. We gotta get a Parks and Rec reference in every segment.
I guess so.
Right. Speaking of Man Perkins, Drive. It works.
Perfect.
So, okay. Drive's the thing I did.
How was that?
I don't remember.
Well, it was the conclusion of that police guy arc, and kind of like
guy
last
arc?
Week, I felt guy arc, yes, Garlic Jr. But it was very okay, just like last week's. It didn't really give any more focus to Detective Guy, whose name I don't bother to.
Oda, I think.
Yeah, him. Yeah, Otis.
He's dead.
And we find out there was some other dude that did the crimes and framed that guy, and somehow the button's still there. Here's a question. Who witnessed him going, Bolton? Who witnessed that and didn't help him and call 911? Like, they keep talking about how it happened, but they made it clear he was alone when he died. So, who...
I'm not sure.
Like, they're like, oh yeah, based on the flashback I just had to someone else's life.
I was a little bit confused about that last week, except I forgot to mention it.
Yeah, because it's like, because the dude threw him over and he died alone, but then they're like, oh, but he mentioned a button, and I'm like, wasn't he dead when you found him? What, did you call in, like, the Ghost Whisperer or something? What the hell happened? Jennifer Love Hewitt come over? Like, what the hell?
I hope so.
I don't know what happened there, but... And that it was still there and just fell into a lake. It was very, like, cliche, convenient stuff.
Deco Traveler was the star of the show.
And the concept of... this was, like, the new storyline of, like, Dimension Cab and... what's the other one? Crazy Taxi. No, that's not right.
Dream Vegas.
Yes.
Dimension Cab is Crazy Taxi.
Where he bonded with Detective Guy. It's, you know what? They should be separate. Separate
Detective
but equal.
Guy.
Hashtag
Detective
equality.
You?
Anyway, where were they going? I'm really lost tonight. Oh yeah. So the fat Detective Guy, the bald one, he's not really that fat. But just to clarify his weight, motivations like were so dumb. Like, I know I'll lure him out. I'm just gonna do the same crimes that I find him to be despicable for. Who a detective would ever do that? Well, I'm going to catch this murderer, so I mean, if I kill some people in the same way, he'll be like, hey, you copy me, bro. And then we'll lure him out. It's so smart. It seemed really dumb. I think they should have arrested him and just out of principle. Like, the only one that was hurt here was Justice or whatever dumb thing Drive said. I'm like, no, he committed a crime. Arrest him.
Look, Drive learned his sense of right and wrong from Forza. Like,
Like, my overall thought on this episode is more or less, hey, look, Drive continues to be mediocre.
I like how they, like, were shocked. All of a sudden, though, like, the police guys just showed back up at the base, and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I lost my passport.
Well, you know, I was just funny because calling my final scenes because he was the same guy.
It was really funny because I was sitting there and I was like, they asked him what happened. He's like, oh, you want to know where I was? It's a very good explanation for that. I really thought they were just going to end it there because that's what I'm used to.
So what Gosei has taught us.
I lost my passport. That was actually going to be Gosei's excuse for why am I green? I lost my passport. Back off. This is very important. I had to get it updated. I've aged. You know, I like how Gosei said, what? He watched that commercial we talked about. Where Gosei said, I took this familiar form. What's his other form? Tell us! Anyway, speaking of Gosei.
It's a penis.
One part I did find amusing was when Mach was fighting Chase, and he goes, ha, you can't combine with my bike because it's not here. Because I thought he was going to say, ha, I hacked it and fixed the thing that does it, and he's like, nope, it's just not here.
I left my bike at home.
I like how Chaser was confused. He's like, why can't I combine with your bike? I mean, I'm like, bro, the bike's not there. Like, it's not in the vicinity in which you are.
Like, all Mach he cares about here. Is his purple contacts. That's all he cares about.
Mach walked here for this battle, okay?
I also like how, like, the last episode made this big deal about, oh, Chaser stole the ride crosser. You guys are fucked now. And, like, all Shinosuke does is a hop and Tridron technique and, like, chop it in half. The entire thing lasted, like, maybe a minute between the two episodes. Well,
they only had so much budget, Brian. They didn't want another Gatakiri Bakate.
Chaser just kind of flies out. He's like, oh, shit.
Like, they
fuck
like,
you
they
guys, spent, I'm going home.
They spent so much CG, so much CG budget on that when the shift car's rolling around, you could almost see the strings pulling them. Like, it was really
bad. No strings on them.
There are no strings on me.
They were moving very unison.
Like, and then it was really funny because I think two of them were, like, attached together at one point. So they'd move together, like, it was really stupidly funny. Like, just how in unison those cars were moving. I was like,
really upset that the chief came back.
I was too.
Like,
I wish he died.
He came back, and then, like, not even 3 minutes after his face is on the screen again, they do that stupid cutaway gag with his passport, and I wanted to die.
And
he
I'm not sure why.
He's the cause of all cutaway gags.
Like, he just gets on my nerves so much, and then he's like, "Oh, let's check the horoscope, fortune telling, whatever thing." I'm like, oh God, here we go. Like, you've been back for 30 seconds. Can you please stop being annoying?
You're fired for lewd content.
I liked it better when you were like this weird scarecrow thing sitting in your chair.
That was the best character on the show.
Like, seriously, it was really stupid. Like,
I can't think of too much else to say about the episode. Like, Drive is kind of in this holding pattern right now of very okay episodes. They're not, like, repulsing me, but they're not exciting.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was bad by any means, but
it's very generic.
It was just, oh, that was okay.
Like, kind of the way I described how cliche and generic the mystery solve was, is like, it's essentially like watching really generic episodes of CSI right now. Except, like, super, like, low gore.
Except without
someone taking off their sunglasses and saying something stupid.
Jackpot. That's what he says while holding Dream Vegas. Alright, well, speaking of Dream Vegas, now it's time for...
Time to charge discussions with me.
Spirit Evolution. Agumon. Yes, I didn't have the energy to grab my iPad. I'm lazy.
I'm finally here.
Recording you're here last for week. You and
not
this
for this part.
Sure.
I was asleep by this part.
Kevin conveniently had enough caffeine last week to make it perfectly throughout the entire Tokidro discussion, and then right after he said his last point, passed out completely.
It was pretty amazing.
It was impeccable.
I showed up in the middle of a discussion of a Drive episode I didn't watch, stayed through the entire Tokidro thing, and then fell asleep.
Like, it was like perfectly on cue. It was amazing. So Dino Charge happened.
That's the show we're watching now.
That's my favorite show we're watching right now of the three, honestly.
It really is.
It was another really great episode. I mean, this one was a lot more of a Power Rangers formula, but it was of a formula that reminded me a lot of Disney era PR, and that's what makes me really happy. That we're back to that sort of storytelling. Like, it followed the second episode of Kyoryuger close-ish, but it changed, like, everything that wasn't the fight scene. And
see, I don't even remember it. Like, I dig that. Anything past, like, episode 20, I just delete. Like, I gotta make room for supernatural mythology, sorry. Gotta forget the Winchester's history in here.
The only reason I know is because I look up what the episode was about for the reviews that I write for Tokimat. Oh, yeah. And it's
nice
great.
Plug, Brian. God, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Check those out every Wednesday, Thursday.
Check those
out. Get it done.
Don't check out anything Brian does. He's terrible.
But it's great when I can look it up and go, these were incredibly different. And I like being able to say that. And this was, like, outside of the Curator episode and the Dino Charge episode, both introducing, I don't even think they introduced the weapons in the same episode, but they introduced the Megazord and stuff. That was about it. Everything else was, like, completely new, and that's great. I mean, it wasn't a mind-blowing plot or anything. It was a protect our base, basically, but... Basically, huh?
Like, buy cell phones, get on a family plan. That was the moral.
I love how the monster couldn't just fucking ring up Sledge and go, "Hey, bro, their base is right here in this monster head." Or the
I was talking about the Rangers, like, "Oh, Dinocom's broken. Well, pull out your iPhone. What the hell?" Even Ron Swanson has a cell phone. And, like, what else got me was that the monster was like, "Oh, I gotta tell Sledge." I'm like, dude, just tell whatever Igron's name is. Just tell him, and then he'll go tell Sledge. He's probably got a faster ship. I kind of love that he had a ship to get up there, though. That was pretty cool.
I love how, basically, despite the fact that Sledge is using them as minions, basically, he still treats them like absolute shit.
Well,
like, he
I just like the concept
guy...
that they're prisoners.
He didn't give this guy a way of teleportation. I guarantee that ship was, like, automatically programmed to go back to Sledge's ship. And, like, he had no form of teleportation or anything. He had to run to his ship.
I loved when Sledge tried to return to his ship and his little jetpack thing got stuck.
He had to beat on his shoulders.
I don't think it's turbo time anymore, buddy. Ta-ta, Turbo
Man.
I think
I'm getting too old for this. I'm like, well, you are kind of old.
Yeah, you're like 65 million years old. Or older. He's like 65 million... fuck it. Time.
He's like 37.
Thank
you. It
would
have been cooler if, like, he was a different color in episode 1. And then by the time we see him again...
He got older.
He, like...
He would match the toy.
Or he was, like, a greener color now. Because his suit kind of looked copperish. And copper turns that weird green color.
What's he been doing all day? He was just waiting for that asteroid. Ah, I waited 65 million years. And then I'm like, wait, that's the right asteroid. But we didn't eat or anything. And none of the monsters on our ship died. Ever. Like, why does everybody live forever?
Nobody dies.
Like, at least 10,000 years above. 10,000 years. 10,000 years ago was like... way more reasonable now, like, for any of this stuff.
Next time I hear 10,000 years, I'm like, okay, that's plausible.
Okay, yeah, that's way plausible. But speaking of living forever, we found out why Coda's still alive, which took me by surprise.
But not why he never bothered to learn English.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be more to his backstory.
I wish there was, like, a compromise. I mean, I guess next week we could learn why he never bothered to buy Rosetta Stone. But... Where maybe he found, especially when your currency is saber-tooth tiger meat, but like where he found the energem and then froze, and like because of the energem's properties, that's what caused him to stay alive by being frozen. Mm-hmm. That would have been cool.
That's not saber-tooth tiger meat. He got confused. That's Trini.
Oh.
The worst part is I was thinking about the joke in my head and I decided not to say it.
The worst part is I'm ashamed I didn't think of that joke. Man. Hashtag buckle up. Anyway. But yeah, I like the idea of the inner gems not making you age, but the fact that he's been around that long and never... I mean, I could maybe see if you... Because there are, like, weird people that decide to still live in the wilderness. I don't know what their problem is. Have they seen a Pizza Hut or, like, you know, McDonald's, TV? What the hell? Anyway.
McDonald's? People.
Yeah, yes, McDonald's. McDonald's. McDonald's is actually where you donate blood. But anyway, like, there are people like that that live in weird, like, secluded areas and can have weird speech impediments or whatever. So I could see that, but it's just so much happened. And like, I think, I don't know if it's this week's or whatever someone was talking about, he's going to be amazed by technology. It's like, how has he not seen that? And how does he not know what an hour is? I mean, at the very least, in the time he's been working with Kelby, that's the Kendall Shelby shipping name, Kendall and the other one, backwards hat lad. Those two, like at the very least, since working with them, I have a hard time with names early on, okay? So, BHL, backwards hat lad. What was I talking about? I lost it again. Anyway, at the very least, in the time he's worked with them, you think one of them would have taught him about increments of time?
I would think.
Yeah.
Because it's very funny because they're doing the getting used to society thing better than something like, let's say, G-Ranger, where they didn't blink an eye or bat an eye at seeing computers. But they're
didn't
not
blink at all.
They didn't. They were terrible. Islands. They didn't want to miss a second of that sweet little children stuff. I don't know. I was trying to think of something
that
was like
little children. That sounds really dirty.
I was trying to think of something that was clearly funny, but wasn't over the line. And I think I crossed the line.
Crossed
the line,
over
trying
it.
To stay behind the line.
I tripped. But anyway, like they're doing the reactions right, but just because of their explanation, now it seems implausible that he didn't become better.
Yeah.
He still. Why does he still have all those spears? I like the idea of him going out and hunting food now with those spears.
He goes like to that, McDonald's.
I feel like he had to have been frozen or something, and they found him like a month or two ago. Like that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I imagine he lived in that cave and they built the base around him.
Yeah, like that's actually kind of terrifying. Like,
like all of a sudden there's just construction going outside your house. Like, what the hell? Oh, sorry, we're just building this, you know, global table or whatever.
But you know
how we do, just being me.
I really like this show a lot.
Blank statement.
Like, I love Dino Charge. Like, I watch it every week and then get upset when it's over. Every episode I see, I get excited to watch it, and then it's over, and I get sad. And that hasn't happened in a while with PR. Like, we went to watch it tonight, and we got home. I was like, come on, Kayla, you have to go inside and watch Power Rangers. She freaked out. Like, she got so excited, and then she's like, she sat in her chair, and she went and actually swiftly got her Ninja Turtle chair out the front room.
Wrong chair, it's Power Rangers. Did go in timeout.
We don't have one of those in my house. We just have it in Turtle chair.
Well,
we have Tinkerbell. And
okay.
So she grabs the Ninja Turtle chair and just sat in it for 30 minutes watching this show and like didn't really move or anything. She was so engrossed by it. Like, and she sat through Megaforce and Super Megaforce and did not have that reaction in the slightest.
She moved in the chair. She got uncomfortable. Like, she moved her leg once. See, terrible.
No, just being her normal restless 4-year-old self. But she, but yeah,
she
like
has restless leg syndrome. You racist.
I don't understand how that's racist. Restless leg syndrome isn't a race. But Yoshi is fun. I love Yoshi and the way he talks. I don't care if that's somehow racist that he talks like a cartoony Asian stereotype.
There are people that talk like that, though. The stereotypes come from somewhere.
I think that's silly. He's a caveman. But, I don't know. I like these five. They're really funny. I love watching Shelby, because she's so retarded. She really is. They go and they're gonna go fight in the second episode or whatever, and she's like, "You need me. I know about dinosaurs. How is that gonna help us?"
Because I can yell facts at them while we're fighting. One of the Triceratops' horn wasn't a horn. What? Boom! Punched. Bet you didn't know that. Boom! Dino jam.
I don't understand how that's helpful outside of our clothes are dinosaur themed. Oh, okay.
I like the part after Kiefer left them. Said, "I gotta go do games. I gotta beat him." but Kiefer left, and she's like, "It's okay. We got this, I guess."
in this episode when she's like, "Well, I don't have to go to work. I'm a Power Ranger now. Fuck that shit." And Kendall's like, no, secret identity. God damn, you idiot.
If she keeps this up, she's going to be working at the Double Me Palace.
The only thing is, I feel like every time Kendall has to respond to something stupid Shelby says, everyone's going to be like, "See, racist." God damn it. She's only talking to her like that because she's black.
Kendall's entire character is just a hate crime. She's a walking hate crime.
That's actually, if you've seen the new Power Rangers site update, it's under Kendall's bio, it just says hate crime.
It says she's part of the Hitler Youth.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just says hate crime with legs.
That's says best friends says. With Dawson. Says best friends with Dawson Ryder.
I would love that. Can we do that? We're gonna make this happen.
I just think it's funny. It's just so stupid. Oh, she's being mean to her because she's black. No, she said something stupid. I treat her the same way. It's nothing to do with being black. It's just you're a moron. But
I know this.
Okay, Shelby's cool. But
one thing that annoyed me, not necessarily full on annoyed me, but was that trope of, "We gotta stick together, teamwork." Because the Power Rangers are the most dumbass group ever, where they think they have to go to every location together. We have five people. Fine, don't go alone. Send two and then take the other three. That's the advantage. You have so many people you can split up and cover ground, but they have this stupid rule.
I like Tyler's response. "We can fight together without being in the same room."
Take that, backwards hat lad.
I like how it came from Chase, of all people, since his Japanese counterpart was basically like, "Teams are stupid. I hate everyone. Bye."
I like his fake New Zealand accent. That's awesome.
he does a terrible job at it. They're not even trying anymore.
You know what I really like? I really like that they have taken the time, and it's a small thing. It's a small thing, I guess, in my head, but that they took the time to make it so that whenever they throw a battery or hold a battery, the back of it looks like the toy instead of saying Gabutira or Dricera or whatever. It actually says Tyrannosaurus Rex or Stegosaurus. And
we've come a long way from Go Say Red.
Yeah,
I'm just hearing the monkey sucking noises.
It's a minor thing because most people wouldn't even notice it, but the fact they took the time to that attention to detail to make it look like the toy, I don't know. I appreciate that.
No, I completely agree. It's a nice touch.
But we've been through three episodes and we've used an obscene amount of American footage, and I love it. it really is an obscene amount.
It benefits a lot from having, at the moment, a lot of opportunities for out-of-suit fighting and out-of-suit scenes, Whereas the last 4 years have relied so heavily on
their good looks,
Sentai footage, and Ben, that too. But Ben, like all episode starts, like 2 minutes in, a monster attacks, let's go fight. And like that's the entirety of episodes of Megaforce, basically.
And yeah.
So now we're presented with a format that's been a lot like the previous seasons, where we have a lot of human-human interaction without there needing to be a fight going on. And so there's a lot less Sentai footage used, and that's a good thing, I think.
Like, well, and don't get me wrong, I love the guys that for the cast members for the past 4 years. I mean, we met them at the past two Morphicons, and they're all really cool. But I feel like they didn't pick them for any kind of athletic ability or like ability to do the stunts, to do the out of suit fighting. They
certainly did this time around.
Like, they picked them specifically because they were pretty.
I'm fine
like
with this.
Like, they were.
I don't want to look at ugly people.
Like, I'm not saying you should.
They
you should stop pick
making
someone,
those.
Like, I'm not saying you should pick someone who looks like Dawson to be a Power Ranger.
Exactly. Don't do
but,
it. I'll fire you.
But like,
I fired 3 people tonight. I have no problems.
But there should be certain other qualifications.
You
want to
come work for me? You're next.
For the role, and I also think part of it could be having, I don't know, maybe having Judd Lynn back, because he kind of knows that's what, who? Like, that the out-of-suit fighting is a popular thing among a lot of the fans, and so they're focusing a little bit more on that and making opportunities for that. But I think it's funny that every time Coda runs in somewhere, he does that arm thing that Nobu does, and I'm like, why are you doing that? Just because Nobu-san did that does not mean you have to do that, like, every 5 seconds.
He's trying to get in character.
After Lost Galaxy Run, why didn't they do that everywhere? Gotta get to Starbucks. Crouches down. I don't think they had Starbucks in Terra Venture. That's I wonder true. If they
like,
did. That. Hashtag Terabucks.
Like, and then what's funny is I feel like there's a chance that that was actually... that might have even just been Yoshi's creative decision. Not even
probably.
Like, not
he's,
even like in the script.
The only one that's seen it. That's such a weird thing to think about. Like, there's a legitimate fan there who's seen it and knows. Like, that's weird to think about.
Like, I don't think that's ever really happened.
No.
Like, I know some cast members have watched some episodes to try to get a feel for what they're trying to adapt, but...
And there's, like, Jason Smith who became a fan after, but
yeah.
Whenever we had, like, a legit fan that's, like, he's, like, legit. He's on Facebook Rangers. That's when you
I mean,
know you've made it.
Like, just 2 days ago, he was talking about Tokyuger finale.
I don't want to brag, but he liked one of my comments one time, so... I'm, like, really famous adjacent. We really bonded over that. Like, we clicked on that time, I was like, I got you.
But yeah,
he knows who Genuine is.
It's definitely weird to have someone that like knows of the Sentai and watches the current Sentai and past Sentai and is a fan of Power Rangers, and it's kind of one of them really surreal sort of things.
Yeah, because I mean, imagine it's surreal for him being a fan, but it's just weird to think about the baby. No, it's weird to think about, like, when he's watching, or, you know, when they're producing the show, when they start bringing in certain suits or things, he knows, like, what the story behind it. It's just kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think he's gotten, I don't know, Red's, I don't remember his real name, but he's gotten him to start watching Kyuji at some point, which is kind of neat. It's just...
Oh, Brennan? Kind of
cool. Yeah, him. Brendan. You say Brendan? Bo Rundin. It's a random night at the museum. Oh.
I got that one too. I was proud of myself.
I got you.
I missed that one.
Like,
but I love everything about Dino Charge so far. Like, I really do. It makes me happy. I like the Energems. I want Energems.
There's one or two though. People on Ranger Board making props or.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. And I was actually tweeting at George earlier, and when he was talking about favorite Rangers,
who?
Like yeah, some guy, not important at all. I was like, I really hope
his name is Silurian Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The guy we go, we have to read it. I do that every time. And I'm like, and oh, I this guy no again. Got to get my finger ready.
And I have no idea what that goes with.
The finger.
No, his Twitter handle.
Silurian. You have to read it like Amy Pond when she says Silurian. I like the way she says it. Anyway, it's completely.
I think he's like Amy Pond because of the red hair and.
Well. Yes.
Except when she shaves it.
Yeah, wear the wig or you're fired.
Great, now he's firing Amy Pond. Thank you, Dawson. That's ABC's job.
I missed that show.
But I really hope the other five Rangers are as fun as these guys are. Like, because seriously, Gold and Cyan and or Aqua, whatever the fuck his name is.
Aqua?
Shut up. I was hoping you wouldn't notice. Graphite or
pencil. I don't charge Aqua Ranger.
Or the pencil lead Ranger or whatever.
I never would have noticed if it wasn't for the fandom freaking a shit about it.
Oh, but, I thought you were going to say the fact that her face is next to the microphone.
Well, that, but... No, the fact that Kona was humming the Courageous theme.
Yeah, I didn't notice that until...
I knew about it and was waiting for it and didn't notice it.
It's very quick. Like, I'm surprised people picked up on it, because I heard people were, like, freaking out about it, so I caught the second airing on Nick Whatever 2, 3, I don't know how numbers work. And I listened for it, and it was very quick, like, just the... And then it was done. And then they're like, burgers! And that's how it happened. That's a true story. It turned into the Trouble Meat Palace. That whole kitchen scene very much so reminded me of Jungle Fury.
It did.
Even the layout was very similar, except there was no stairs up to a base where you... I love how they swung out of the base. Random thought. It was really fun. I want to watch Jungle Fury now, but I'm still in Time Force.
I love how they slide through a giant T-Rex head to get into their base.
I hope there's a second entry somewhere, because, like, if they're working in the Dino Bite... And they have to get to the base. They have to, like, leave throughout the front of the museum and go all the way around to the back and then hop in the T-Rex mouth.
Yeah.
That seems like a process.
Like, yeah, I imagine there's a different entrance.
But imagine how fun that is. It's like going through, like, the slide at, like, a Discovery Zone or something. You just grab it, like, just jump through it.
Discovery Zone references.
Yeah, well.
Pure 90s right here. Yeah.
But
Lucky Chuck E. Cheese, we got Discovery Zone.
I think there's an elevator that only Kendall gets to use because of white entitlement. Everyone else is like infected.
Like I don't think she
thinks she's a hybrid.
Yeah, I don't think she's like degenerate enough to just skip through the little dinosaur head.
To be fair, I would keep an elevator to myself. Actually, I would let them have the elevator and keep the slide to myself. I don't want their butts touching it.
What if they don't wipe good? Then they're streaking it.
Oh, Lord. See? Hashtag streaking it. I'm hashtagging everything tonight.
Hashtag.
I want a Leaps and Bounds reference.
What the fuck is Leaps and Bounds?
It was Discovery Zone. Like, except off-brand.
I never knew about that.
There was one near me and it became a Discovery Zone.
It sounds like a trampoline emporium. Leaps and Bounds. Or like a place where you just jump over really small ravines.
Like it was seriously like the same place. They just changed the sign on the front of the building, and that was about it.
It might have been like a subsidiary and
subsidiary.
I prefer my pronunciation. Okay. And
I prefer
and no one was going
subsidiary.
There.
I prefer Aqua. It sounds like a mouthwash. I want to wash my stuff out with Ramirez. It's really gross. I don't want to do it anymore. I feel like I can taste it now. It doesn't taste good. It tastes like bologna. It's like the episode where Vader and Zing turned into bologna and they were eating themselves, but with Dawson, Ramirez.
Dawson must have put Ramirez in his mouth and swirl it around.
Lord. Anyway, the episode was good if you couldn't tell by it. Like, we brought it all the way back to Ramirez tastes.
It was really good.
Next week will probably be terrible.
So speaking of things that got the fandom in a twist.
My panties? Oh.
Yes. Your panties were very offensive. Because they said white proud.
No. Kevin's panties were too grimdark and no one could handle it. Were.
That's not the way panties are supposed to be, okay?
Oh, my little baby.
Anyway, speaking of panties, so yeah, there was the Power / Rangers movie. That always throws me off.
I don't get that title at all. Like, I don't understand.
It was to throw Saban off, but it didn't work. Like, oh, wait, we put the slash in there. How'd they fight us?
It's like when Vanilla Ice is like, no, I didn't steal that beat. See, I put those two extra drums at the end of it. No. Sorry, stole that, sir.
So it sent the fandom in a tizzy. There's like a war, and then you get all your annoying casual friends telling you about it, because not only do I follow Power Rangers and would have heard about it, but even if I didn't, I would have heard about it, because seriously, like, almost every person I follow non-Power Rangers related tweeted about it. It scared me.
Like, every I had my
Facebook time.
My Facebook feed was full of like people who like probably have not watched the show since MMPR season 1. We're like, oh my god, this is the best thing ever. This is so cool. Power Rangers reimagined. It's so dark and gritty. I'm like, I want to kill myself right now.
Did anybody notice that it's on all the like thumbnails for the videos, but I think it's Pink's helmet looks like Battle Fever J? Why is no one talking about this?
I noticed
the Wraith helmet immediately.
You would. You would notice anything or push name to Wraith immediately.
That's what they look like. The Battle Fever J people look like a group of perverts. Look at them. Especially the one with the wig. That one's really psychotic because it's a man. Man Perkins returns. Man Perkining. See? Oh, sorry.
You're freaking out the baby. You're freaking out the baby.
See? Anne scares children.
It's okay. It's okay. The bad, bad man won't get you.
I'm just so scared this means Anne might not leave. Anyway.
But I didn't watch it. I chose not to. I was like, this is just dumb. I'm not doing this.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. And it was supposed to be over the top. Like, the scene that tells you that is when Jason gets shot up by Bulk and Skull. It's so over the top, I was dying laughing. Like, if there was just certain moments like that where that's when you know it was deliberately trying to be over the top. And the Zach Hip Hop Keto videos was hilarious. Like, he made a franchise out of it. I thought it was funny. It's kind of a dumb thing to get so up in arms over. Well, I don't want Power Rangers to go that far. But if it ever did decide to do a slightly mature take, which I don't think it would never go this far. So the thing I think is dumb is people are arguing against this as if this is what is going to happen, and it would erase everything that already happened. It's kind of dumb. Like, this isn't what the Power Rangers movie is going to look like.
Yeah. For the most part, I pretty much absolutely agree with what you said. I think this isn't necessarily what would ever happen with anything Power Rangers. This is what happens when a disgruntled person tries to make something as gritty as possible just for shits and giggles. And it shows. Absolutely
it's
shows.
It's so over the top.
And I completely understand not liking it. If dark and gritty and blood everywhere is not your thing, which I totally get. But to be, I don't want to say offended because it's not quite what people were reacting to, but to kind of lash out at it as much just for not being Power Rangers. I mean, they're not wrong. That's not what Power Rangers is, but it doesn't really matter. Like,
but see, the thing is that, like I said, this is an exaggeration, but I hate that it's supposed to be one way, because so many franchises I follow have so many different versions that are tonally so different, but they're still the same thing. So even if Power Rangers did a different version, I mean, if all of a sudden Power Rangers did a version like this and it completely took over everything and they decided to stop making the one we're doing now, I would get it. But things like this can exist simultaneously. And obviously, like I said, this is not what is going to be an ongoing thing, but I just hate that idea that you can't do a different version. It's just like when someone says, oh, Peter Parker isn't supposed to do this, or Superman wouldn't do this. I'm like, well, maybe not the version you're watching, but this is a different person. It's just I hate when people. That's what annoyed me about that is the whole supposed to thing.
Yeah, and I get the well the main argument that people were presenting the most was the whole kids show thing. Like, oh, kids could find this, and look at what would happen if kids found this. This is awful. And
kids can find anything.
I just point you in the direction of the internet.
I bet there's Power Rangers porn. I can almost guarantee it.
I stumbled upon things I did not want to see when I was 9 years old.
Yes.
And
so
I actually make the Power Rangers porn.
Yeah, see, Kevin gets it. what was I going to say? There was something else I wanted to comment on from it.
I like the premise, honestly. Like, it's very different, but the core premise of it, I actually really liked.
Yeah, they had some cool ideas in it. Damn it, I keep forgetting what I was going to talk about. Just keep going. I'll think of it.
Okay.
I got it.
Oh, no, okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was sort of cheesy, but I thought it was also pretty badass when Zach was fighting and they say any last words and he just says, it's Morphin time. I'm like, that was pretty badass. It was cheesy, but it was also badass.
Truth. But I can't fault the effects. The effects were amazing. It was incredibly well done. From a production standpoint, it was incredibly well done. For what was essentially just coming straight out of his pocket. Like, there was no Kickstarter or Indiegogo or any of that shit. It was just straight up funded by the producer.
And they got James Vanderbeek. I mean, he's no, like, McDreamy. He's like a new C-list. But still, it's pretty impressive. And that other lady who people seem to know who played Kimberly. I have no
Katie
idea.
Katie Sackhoff, she was in Battlestar Galactica.
Katie Jackoff, yes.
She was on the Big Bang Theory. She was in Howard's Jackoff Fantasies. And then George Takei was there.
Okay, see, so people know her. That's my point stands. But, I mean, that's still pretty impressive. They got that lady that people know, and then they got James Vanderbeek, who played himself in Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, which is a funny show.
He also played himself in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
He also played Simon in How I Met Your Mother. Are we just IMDb-ing this right now?
IMDb-ing? I was just doing this off the top of my head. I'm walking around with the baby.
He's in CSI Cyber. That's all I know. He's in the commercial.
The fuck is a CSI Cyber? Is that like the CSI Cyber Sex? That's creepy.
It's the GoBusters adaptation. Did you hear?
Oh. Okay.
Hang on, NBC. It's going to be darker. A lot more sunglasses.
How do they get CSI on NBC?
Whatever. Shut up. Who cares?
Fact-checked.
I mean, it had some cool things in it, and obviously Power Rangers would never go that far. It's just, I think it's absolutely kind of absurd how much the fandom blows up over things. And, like, I don't think everything ever needs to be dark and gritty, but I think the people that hate it are just as annoying as the people that want it. Because it's become one of those, it's a cool opinion to have now things, and it's super annoying. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, everyone on this earth is super annoying, so never talk to them.
Like, I hate the people that are kind of like, and you're like, oh, see, this is exactly what PR should be, it's dark and gritty, and I love it. Fuck the kids show, this is what everything Power Rangers should be ever, dark and gritty, and, like, you need to go die in a hole. A deep, dark hole from which no one will ever find you.
I also like.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. I quit. I'm
fired. I like how every single PR actor that saw this and tweeted about it was like, you know, this is pretty cool. And then JDM's over here going, oh, this is awful for the brand. Think of the kids. They asked me to be Tommy in this, but I declined because this is not what Power Rangers is about. But you know what Power Rangers is? My Green Ranger beat 'em up video. That's what it's all about because that is Saban approved. And I want to be in the actual movie.
So write the letter. Here's their addresses again. Make sure
you let them know that you want me in that movie.
Here's their phone numbers.
That's why I'm like, so you turned a mini rant against this film into a promotional video about your versus Ryu beat 'em up video and the fact that you still want a part in this Lionsgate movie.
Seems about right.
That's JDF for you. He's really, really a douchebag.
And everybody knows if you want to get in any Lionsgate movies, you just have to contact Aslan, because Lions, he's in charge. Watch a movie.
Seriously.
It's based on a book. Yes. Aslan. Anyway.
Awesome. I'd rather read the book.
I actually did read that book. It's one of the few. Let's see. What else was I going to say? Oh, I lost my train of thought so many times in this.
Train.
My mind's going a mile an hour. like when Kevin was talking about the movie should be dark and gritty, that's pretty much the consensus amongst the casual fandom. And I only get it on the level
really
that
is.
The casual fandom only sees MMPR, and it is pretty bad when you look back on it. And I just think it's so funny to read the comments on those, and people are like, wait, it's still on? And they're like shocked, and then they're shocked they find out there's other fans. And then, like, out of everything that there is, Power Rangers is still, like, socially unacceptable to like from people with, like, My Little Pony and Adventure Time avatars. I just think it's really funny. Like, why is this such a niche? Sorry. Couldn't resist. Thing. Why is this such a niche thing? But I don't know. It's just whenever there's a huge PR announcement that makes like IGN never go into the comments, you might as well just go to a hell dimension.
Like, I know it's so funny because they just assume that MMPR season one quality of everything has continued for the past 20 years. Like, the writing, the acting, the stupidity, the effects, everything has just stayed stagnant for 20 years. And so all seasons are as bad as MMPR season one. Like, really?
You know what I thought was kind of funny was that somebody was commenting on the suits in the movie. Not the helmets, the suits. And they said, man, can't believe how basic those are. I'm like, bro, those are the suits more or less. They're a little tweaked, but the original suits were just a color with a diamond on it.
Yeah, the suits weren't that much different. The helmets were definitely redesigned, but
yeah.
the suits were pretty much the same. They were just a weird rubbery material.
It was seen really briefly, but I thought it was kind of cool. The Green Ranger's shield was, like, virtual.
Yeah.
That was kind of neat.
I'm virtual.
Virtual.
You know, that's
reality.
Right. Chupas. We are. No, you're Claudia Zakara. Get out of here. Anyway. But yeah. Phantom's stupid, and I hate that.
It was a thing that I ultimately ended up enjoying.
You're not supposed to, Ryan. Listen to the population.
I'm supposed to hate it.
Okay.
Depends on what segment of the population you listen to. Depends on if Ryan is right or wrong.
I'm just always right, so.
The economy. Speaking of the economy.
Because now it's time for
Ramble Time.
Pokemon, was it on this week? Do we know what it's about?
It was actually a really old episode that never aired. It was about
Explains why Fletchling was there.
Yeah,
the Scrub and Dragalge.
Yeah, this was like episode like 28 or something, but it never aired because of
some disaster that would have made it offensive.
It was when that was it Korean or Vietnam. Something that ship sunk and killed all them peoples.
And it featured a sunken ship, so that would have been offensive and given all the kids PTSD.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
That's really dumb.
I wish I made that up just now.
That's like the equivalent of saying, oh, this episode showed the sky, and the sky existed when this event happened, so take it off. We're still never going to see that
now,
episode from
there,
Black and White.
Is there...
Like, they finally decided to air it. They air a random Black and White episode in the middle of X and Y's run. All of a sudden, Iris and Silen are there.
Is there
I like to call
reason,
them Silas and Iron.
Is there a reason that, like, my Cartoon Network showed, like, three episodes in a row, like, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't gotten a new episode?
That was everyone's Cartoon Network, and
oh, really?
No one's quite sure what happened. They aired the Mega Special 2. And then they aired the episode that was supposed to air, and then they aired the week after that episode, and then this week's episode.
Okay, so...
There was supposed to be a marathon, except I don't think those were the episodes that were supposed to be shown. So,
like, they accidentally showed the new ones instead of the old ones.
Basically.
They don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Well, all those episodes were terrible. So, like, seriously, come on. The Hawlucha one kind of was annoying.
The only thing I liked about the Halucha one was getting to see Halucha fight. I like when Halucha fights.
I mean, I liked seeing shiny Halucha, but it was just stupid. And then this one was Skrelp and Dragalge. I mean, and it was like, hey, I like seeing Skrelp and Dragalge, but that was about it. That was the highlight for me. And then I don't even remember what the first one was. But I know it was stupid. I don't know.
Yep.
Like they were all dumb. The Mega Evolution special was fun. I enjoyed that. But the rest of this shit was just stupid. I don't know. I want better episodes. When are we getting the Comarine gym battle soon?
Yep. I think so.
So that should be fun. And then after that, Ash will get Gumi and it'll evolve, and then he'll go battle Clem for a badge, and whatever.
Japanese episode descriptions here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Arrow.
I'm excited to get.
Did you guys see the Flash this week?
I didn't see it this week.
It was so fast you missed it.
it was gone.
Oh wait, I forgot. God damn it, Dawson. I'm still paying attention to like the baby that's been upset for the past.
This week, Mailman Barry took over for Barry Allen as the Flash. It was pretty entertaining.
I completely forgot that it was on. Oh, I did want to talk to you about the Flash though. The rest of these past few episodes have been fucking awesome. The Asian chick, Linda. The chick who Barry went on a date with.
Yeah.
Who is a vampire in the Vampire Diaries. She, in the comic books, is Wally West's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So she actually like is a comic book character that I'm not really sure why they brought her in. Like, I mean, they brought her in as like a rival to Iris, so that she would realize she's in love with Barry because in the comics they get married.
She needs to realize that she wants to be a Dragon Master.
Like, something like that. But
you're going to catch a drill Pokemon. Why, I forgot.
Why they brought Wally's girlfriend in to do that, I don't know, and they could very easily have just made a character. Like, because if I remember in the comics, the second Flash was Barry Allen. Because the first Flash was Jay Garrick with his blue jeans and his sweater and his little hat.
And that design.
Nobody likes him.
Well, that was...
Nobody likes you, Booster.
Those were the Golden Age heroes. Him and Alan Scott being Green Lantern and like...
More like the old age heroes, am I right?
He had his cape and his weakness to wood.
Dear Lord.
And
then he turned out to be gay or something.
So he still had a weakness for wood.
It all makes sense.
But they all and then like Wally is he's actually related to Barry in some kind of way because he's a West and Iris.
He's a witch.
And then Bart is his grandson, who's the kid.
How'd the Simpsons get in here?
Well, Bart was Impulse. He's the one that was in Young Justice. Wally's the one that was the first Kid Flash. Well, he was Kid Flash, and then Bart came in as Impulse. But Wally was the one who was the Flash in Justice League. But, yeah. So I'm not sure why they did that. I loved seeing Gorilla Grodd, though. Like
that was just a great scene all around, really.
I was so excited. And then I was like, no, he grabbed Lex Luthor, son of a bitch. Fucking dog pound. And then, but that was fun. And I'm really excited to see everyone find out that Wells is Reverse Flash and where that's going. And like Brian, I really want to know if that mirror thing is real, because that was cool. Like,
I want to find out about murders in my house with mirrors.
Right? I love Firestorm. I think Firestorm was really cool, and that
it's
is kind
pretty
of
pretty hot.
And that is the way
nailed it. And Brian like said that so fast, he makes sure he got it. Someone's gonna steal this joke.
And his powers work just like that in the comics, to where they can join and split at will, and the guy who tries to molest Reese Witherspoon is a voice in his head. Insert Legally Blonde reference here that no one understood. And
baby got it.
Yeah, the baby didn't even like it either.
Legally Blonde fan.
But so that was really cool. I can't wait till he gets his own suit and really gets to be awesome. But
Reese Witherspoon?
No, Firestorm, not Reese Witherspoon.
Her power is the Witherspoons. She's like, ha, take nailed that. It. Rest damage. Now you'll never be able to eat ice cream with that spoon, villain.
You're an idiot. But, the show is really good. I like it. I can't wait. I want more crossovers. Adam will be coming in the show soon with Felicity because Felicity has to just always show up in the Flash.
The, Detective Lance is going to be on there. He was tweeting pictures from the set the other day. So, but speaking of Adam, he suited up today, and it looks better when his visor's dark. I still don't trust him. I think he's going to find out Felicity killed his wife and then try to kill her. But I still have such a hard time with him. I just have this strong dislike for him that it shouldn't be founded in this character, but...
You're really hung up on Shaw.
Yes, I am. I did not like Shaw at all. His scenes in this week's episode, it's not like they were bad, but they just felt so out of place in relation to everything else. It felt like this weird, like, almost side episode within an episode. Like a little webisode that's alongside it.
I like him as Ray Palmer. I think he does really good. It is hard to separate him from Shaw because Chuck, who was just so awesome, and it has that special place in all of our hearts. But yeah, it's he does pretty good as Ray Palmer, and I can't wait to. I didn't get to watch this week's yet. I'll probably end up watching it in a couple of days, but I can't wait to see him like suit up and get in there and fight.
He flies
alongside Arrow and Flash.
He
was like,
he did. He flied. You know what? That, why isn't that a word? It sounds right.
No, it's not.
I'm sticking to it. I'm going to keep saying it. We made up the English language. Why is it bad when we all of a sudden try to make new words? I want to get on about that. How baloney spelled. Or kernel. What the hell? Or silent letters. What's the point? What is the point? Anyway, he flied. He's basically Iron Man, but with Shaw.
I like how they basically aired the episode this week because, well, one, it was ready, and two, the ending of this episode made a much better cliffhanger than the end of last episode.
What was the end of last episode?
I don't remember, but it wasn't really cliffhanger-y.
Oh. Aside from that stuff, there was a lot of interesting stuff that happened in this week's episode. Small little things. I liked Roy's little side storyline with Thea, with his guilt over killing that cop and him showing her that he sort of watches over that family. I thought that was kind of a nice moment. And so Malcolm Merlyn is being slow roasted currently. Ra's al Ghul is a cannibal, confirmed. And so Oliver goes there to fight him. Partly because he wants revenge. I'm kind of glad that they addressed that he was affected by it because so much of the focus was on other things that it was just like, oh, I got stabbed, and then I was like, good, Campbell's, and then he was good. So I'm glad they at least addressed that, although it seems very un-Oliver in a way to want revenge right now. And I really liked... the moment between him and Diggle. I ship Diggle and Oliver more than I do Oliver and Felicity.
Dolliver.
If he just goes by Ollie, it could be Dolly. I thought that was a nice moment for them, and I liked that he came along with them. Diggle needs to get his own suit as the hero known as Daddy Diggle. And then the big surprise at the end was that Ra's al Ghul just offered Oliver his job. I did not expect that at all.
Hey, bro, you want... You know, this is a pretty neat gig.
You get a hot tub. And this really old house.
Thanks. There's, I mean, this place is pretty neat. You got a bunch of indentured servants. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so,
indentured servant.
Yeah, that was really
all of the other ninjas.
Like, all the, this, we're the ninjas that actually do give a fuck about discretion, sort of. Our costumes are really obvious.
They're very decorative.
But, like, this, the whole, like, direction of the season is, like, zigzagging constantly.
It's
like,
all
we start
the place.
Like, we started about Sarah's murder, and then they're like, alright, gotta train to fight Ra's al Ghul. And then we're like, oh, I'm gonna apply for a job. So, it's so unclear. Like, I read in interviews they said they wanted to make the conflict very different than Slade's, which is fine, but I almost feel like they're trying too hard to make it really different. Like, Slade had such an overwhelming presence for the season as a real threat, and Ra's al Ghul is just like a really disgruntled European with a bunch of ninjas.
That's the perfect description of Ra's al Ghul.
It is. I think that's what he is. He just lives in this really old house thing that's like in a mountain or something, and just ninjas just twirl around him constantly. I think it's definitely an interesting place to leave off. Like, before I saw the episode, because people in other coasts get it earlier, people were talking about, like, a huge surprise at the end, and I didn't know what it was going to be. Like, because they just said there was going to be a surprise, but not spoiled, so I'm like, what's going to happen? And, like, Thea let Nyssa out of her cage, I'm like, oh my god, Nyssa's going to decapitate Thea and bowl with her head. Like, what's going to happen? Like, but then...
Heads will roll, Mark 3.
Yes. And then Oliver got a job offer, so... I think that'll definitely be interesting. I'm really curious how the season's going to end up overall, because it's been good, but it's also been kind of all over the place in a lot of areas. Yeah. Compared to last year, which was more focused.
Yeah, it's definitely been... It's coherent to a point, but it's bouncing so... I don't really want to say rapidly... Because, I mean, we are on episode, like, 14 or something, but I don't know. It seems weirdly paced, I think, especially compared to Flash.
Yeah, it's got a very odd rhythm to it, and I definitely get where they're coming from and not wanting to make it too much like last year, because theoretically, I could see it, like, Ra's al Ghul is sort of this big, like, threat with an army, and I could see if they played it in a certain way, it would seem like Slade Mark II. But it's just seems very weird. Like, it's not been bad by any means. There have been a lot of really good things this season. But I kind of, like I said, I'm interested to see where it goes. And I kind of hope in going into the end and going into season 4, it finds a more coherent rhythm. What else? Stuff, things have less focus on all the Elicity drama.
Like, I don't even care about them anymore. Like, she's fine with Palmer. Just
yeah, just stick with Shaw. He might try to kill you, but it's fine. It's endearment. What was the other thing?
And it lets Oliver be with Laurel.
Yeah.
Let Oliver be with Diggle. What are you talking about?
Yes, Dolly.
Arrow and the Canary have to be together. It's what's written in the comics. Therefore, it is stone.
Time's
I love how she kind of, where it's also Facebook answers are written conveniently. Also, I love how Laurel just kind of went after Malcolm, and like, she was so sloppy about it. Like, I know she's not experienced, but it was like even more sloppy than her normal fight. She was just like, like taking really big, obvious swings.
And she made those noises too. She was like,
she did. And then Malcolm's like, stunt double powers. Because, like, his stunt double was super obvious. Like, all of a sudden, his head gets smaller, his face changes.
At least he didn't have flashback hair.
Oh, God. That would be hilarious. Crap, we got flashback stunt double instead of real time. No one will notice. Yeah, no one will notice the head.
Merlin's flashback hair was just awful.
Lance's was way better.
I forgot how much I couldn't take Lance seriously in the first season, because his hair was just like this poof. It was just kind of all over the place.
And then he shaved and he got hardcore.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
I liked his flashback hair. It was just really weird. Like, it was that poof, and then, like, but obviously not really the poof because his head was all shaved now.
Take a shot every time someone says poof.
Poof.
Or shuriken. The word shuriken was said a lot earlier, so got drinking game on your hands. I have the hardest time not writing shuriken, drew, sentai, and ninja. I've done that several times. Random fact.
I don't know how I feel about this. Like, should I care? Do I do something about it? Do I get you help? What do I do?
None of the above.
Oh, good, because I didn't want to get you help.
Neither do I. But it was still a good episode, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what goes on when it comes back. I just hope less weird. I'm curious, like, if how much longer Ray will be in the show. Like, will he leave right away after this season for a potential spinoff, or will he stick around a little bit in the next season?
So I can imagine he'll
stay around, because it just seems he's such a contrast to the way Arrow is in terms of, like, fighting style. Because, like, that...
You mean because of his suit, or...?
Yeah, well, like, outside of the Flash crossover, him flying was, like, flied was, like, the most sci-fi-y Arrow has done.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I'd like to see him stick around for a while, though. I like him. He's cool.
Well, if he gets his own spinoff, he's not going to die. He's just going
to
get his own show.
I didn't say I wanted him to die. Like, not that I think he's going to die. I just want to see him to stick around here just to piss you off.
I think the secret is if you get with Felicity in any way, you get a spinoff. So, like, pretty soon, what's his name? Steven Jameson of the Tomorrow People. Firestorm. I can't remember his real name at the moment. Ronnie. He's going to come over. Hit that, and he's going to get his own show. It's the ticket.
I would love to get my own spinoff, so that, I'm also going to find Felicity.
That is the best way to get a job. And like, Ra's al Ghul offering you a job is cool, but the way Felicity gets you jobs is way more fun.
It's much more fun to look at.
But it is kind of funny when you think about it.
You mean you don't like looking at Ra's al Ghul?
Not really. He's kind of weird looking. He looks like a rat in human form. Like... That's what it looks like.
The way you describe him.
Well, look at him though. Like, if he wasn't Ra's al Ghul, he looks like some sort of like ratty street dealer that deals drugs. Like he does. I liked Liam Neeson better as Ra's al Ghul.
I like Liam Neeson better as everything.
Liam Neeson should just play all roles. His role was taken by a rat-faced bastard. Like, I feel like he's just gonna all of a sudden start, like, nibbling on cheese with his front teeth right in front of Oliver. He's just like that, well, maybe not quite the same look, but he's like that rat that, what's his name, had Ron Weasley.
I was thinking that.
It's exactly what he's like. Don't they look the same?
Oh my god. Great. Ra's al Ghul is Peter Pettigrew.
All these Peter Pettigrew. He owns
not dog food.
The dog food fortune. 5 points to Hufflepuff. Every single discussion is
I don't even know what's happening.
Speaking of Hufflepuff, Barks and Rec finale
did
happened.
Did she give points to Gryffindor?
Yeah, it was Hufflepuff.
Oh, it was Hufflepuff?
That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I don't remember who she gave points to, but she gave them to somebody. But yeah, the Parks and Rec series finale was this week, and it was pretty great.
I'm so sad.
It reminded me, well, not a lot of, but it was in a certain way of How I Met Your Mother, just because they also did time jumps. But I like the way it was handled. Like, each character or set of characters, if they were a couple, kind of got a flash forward of a couple years or multiple sets of years, which I thought was really neat. Because I always like finales.
They kept bouncing around so much, my mom would have hated it.
You're like, wait, whose hair is that? Where's Oliver? Speaking of Oliver's hair, when he puts on a hat with the flashback hair, looks so funny.
It really does. I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that episode a couple weeks ago. Seriously.
But yeah, they bounced around a lot. But I love finales where they give you, like, closure on like whether where the character is going to be and if they're still going to be friends and if they're going to be okay. And this one did it like and then some. Like it gave us ultra closure. It was just it was so good, and I love that they were all back in for both of the past and present. Wait, the present and future time. they were in the Parks and Rec office because, kind of like the office in the office, or like McLaren's pub, or the apartment from How I Met Your Mother. It's kind of like, you know, iconic to the show, and we weren't there that much this season. We were there for the Leslie and Ron episode, and then like one time when they were looking for that key under April's old desk. But beyond that, we were on all new sets, and so it was nice to have that back. And I kind of like how Leslie's desire was essentially a shallow tug of bathing thing to get everyone in the same room standing next to each other, but it meant more.
Shallow Parks fabbing.
Yes, but I thought that was just kind of funny. And Larry, or you know, Gary went on to be mayor for like ever. And he died at 100 and they got his name wrong. I thought it was going to say Jerry on there.
That would have been pretty funny, honestly.
Yeah, that would have been. But he got a nice ending. He really deserved like all that happiness because he got shitted on a lot. And then he evolved into whatever is happening.
Guard of War.
And then April and Andy had kids. I was wondering about that when they first flashed forward to them. I'm like, I wonder if they have kids. And then that ended up being the topic of discussion. It seems still weird to me that they would have kids. Does it still like seem weird to you at all?
Oh, yeah. Like, they don't seem like parent material.
Yeah, I mean, April is, like, super crazy weird, and Andy's still 5. So, like, I like that he essentially wanted kids to have people to play with. Like, they went to that dinner at Leslie and Ben's, and he was upset that there wasn't kids there because he got super bored all of a sudden. Oh, and Ben made the Cones of Dunshire, too. For some reason, when they walked in, the way he was dressed, I thought he was going to be, like, a character from one of the new Star Wars movies. Because that's sort of what it looked like.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I wonder if it was, like, a double nod.
Maybe. Because I expected them to do that with sort of the fake spoilers they're throwing out about stuff like Game of Thrones and stuff. But the Cones of Dunshire 2 thing was pretty funny also. Let's see, who else got stuff? Jean Ralphio tried to fake his own death. Didn't work. That was pretty funny. Wasn't he, like, the only side character to get a little flash forward?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. Like, I wonder why they selected him
specifically. It caught me a little off guard, but...
Yeah. Well, like, when they did that, I thought, oh, maybe they're going to visit a couple more, like, side characters. But he was the only one that got it. There's a deleted scene, actually, where we got Brandanaquis's flash forward where he actually just turned invisible like Marcy from Buffy because nobody saw him because he was so boring. So, like, he's just forgotten. Nobody cares about him. They practically never even met him. Kind of like how Andy didn't know Chris's name.
Chip
Traeger. My name's Chris. Oh.
Is it?
Oh, that's good.
Walks away.
You are healthy. I literally do that 50 times a day. Aren't you worried that I'll give you cancer? I am now. I feel like that whole scene summed up his character for, like, the whole series. Because, like, he was super into being healthy. He said literally a lot. And then he had, like, that hypochondriac phase. I still love that line from a long time ago when they said, I went to the doctor and they found nothing. The silent killer. That was so good. And Tom's business failed again, so he started writing books.
I felt kind of bad for him, like.
Yeah, but he ended up coming out on top of it in the end, and I kind of liked the way it tied up. And he wrote Failure 2.0, Failure to Fail.
Dawson likes being tied up.
You know, that's right. Hashtag 50 Shades of Tom.
don't be a Gary.
Yeah, he's talking about me. The last time I took the quiz, I got Tom. No! but it's funny, though, because I was thinking a while back that I think it's funny that the business, well, at least at the time, that did take off for Tom was the restaurant. Because I feel like my favorite business of his was the Rent-A-Swag. because I felt it just fit him so well.
Yeah.
What I thought was neat about all of their flash forwards is that like so many crazy different career things happened, but at first it seems crazy, but then when you think about how much happened to them in the actual series, it's like completely plausible. Mm-hmm. Like so many characters, all of them went through changes. I mean, some more drastic than others. Like Andy was all over the map. That was pretty neat in that respect. And Ron got to get a job canoeing for life. Suddenly canoeing.
He was so happy.
He was. And it's also really funny because like throughout the whole episode, I was like, when are they going to fit Anne and Chris in? And they were like literally in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if I was okay with it or a little bit disappointed. I don't really know my thoughts on it, really.
Yeah, like I thought it was funny the way she pushed Ben out of the way. Like he wasn't even in her way, but she just pushed him and goes, Anne's here. Like, I kind of assumed that they were going to come back maybe a couple episodes earlier and have their nice little goodbye and then leave the final episode to the people that were there still. But yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of got their goodbye episode last season. I kind of would have liked to seen maybe a little future like flash on them just to see what happened to them. I guess they just stayed in Michigan and had kids.
That sounds awful.
They didn't go on any crazy adventures. Although, to be fair, outside of, you know, missing Chris saying literally and him in general, like, I did not miss Anne's presence really at all.
Yeah.
Like, the show did not suffer without him. Like, as much as I like Chris, the show didn't suffer without him either. Because the cast was so great. And I think we talked about this last year, but I thought it was funny that in the last batch of Anne and Chris's episodes, they were on their own most of the time.
Yeah,
That was really a strange choice. Like, because like this is the last batch they're going to have with cast, it seemed weird to keep them on their own storyline until the last episode.
Did it have anything to do with production, or?
I don't know about it, actually. You never know, but it just seemed weird regardless. I didn't even think about that. Like, I know that it was kind of fantastic figuring out how to fit them in this time. Because I imagine they filmed part of the scenes where they were there, and then part when they didn't, even though they were supposed to be in the same scene. It was still nice to see them back, regardless, because they started the show, or she did, at least. I kind of actually thought that at some point they were going to visit the park that was the pit. Because I know that Anne's last episode was all about the pit. Not all about it, but I mean, they tied it back to it. But the whole series was founded on the pit. So I was surprised they didn't revisit it once. I mean, there was a mention that they built a park there, a beautiful park there, but I kind of wanted to see it. I mean, the whole series started on that. I remember asking Aerosol, like, well, is this the whole storyline of the series? Like, I had no idea what was going on. Like, when do they build the park? And I was just kind of surprised they didn't call back to that at all. But I mean, it's not like a huge gripe. I just was kind of surprised about it. Everything else, it was pretty great. I think it had like the best final season of anything I've seen, like just total.
I can absolutely agree to that. Like it was handled beautifully.
Yeah. Like I can't decide exactly where the series finale ranks amongst other series finales I've seen, but I haven't seen a series do a better final season in terms of. Like, not only do you get this episode where they had a great goodbye for all the characters, but, like, leading up to it, they had each character's moment and, like, moments for specific character relationships and callbacks to numerous references. Like, they almost hit every reference and inside joke and song and almost every important side character and guest star. They got the vice president for the finale. It was just really cool and really well done.
An entire episode dedicated to Andy.
Yes. And his crazy journey when he was originally just supposed to be a side character or like a reoccurring and then leave. And I thought he was essentially the Roy of the show. I've talked about this several times before in our private discussions, but it's such an amazing like stark contrast, especially what this season is compared to the first season. Like, I just want to run weird Parks and Rec experiments on people where I make them watch, like, the first season and then just this season, or the first episode and then the last episode. Because it's crazy how far it came. I mean, not just in quality, but in terms of craziness.
They're like, completely different shows.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, lots of shows go through huge changes by the end, tonally. And especially comedies, things tend to get a little more crazy as the show goes on. But Parks and Rec really ran with it. I always say that it was like they were drugged. And then they decided – the show got really good when they decided to just embrace the crazy. But, like, season five, like – or five, seven, really – fully embrace that, like, with all the crazy future technology, like, and even just a scene like the flash forward of Craig and Typhoon when they're old was like super out there, because they were on like a train, submarine, I don't even know what they're on. It was super, it reminded me of like a really crappy special effects from like Doctor Who 10 era. Like, I thought they were going to be in that episode where everyone repeats each other. That's what I thought was going to happen.
It was a really cool concept, though.
Yeah, it's just, but, like, it's just so funny how crazy out there that is compared to, like, you remember when I first started watching it, before you watched it, and I was talking about how boring the first season was? Mm-hmm. And if you go back and rewatch it, it's a lot easier to watch now that you like the characters, and there are some little moments, but still, in comparison to the rest of the series, it's pretty crazy. Did you notice, I just remember the, from the Typhoon Craig scene that the champagne bottle said John Raffio on it?
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I didn't notice when I watched it, but it was pointed out online that I guess that was his future. He made a champagne company. I don't know. I'm looking forward to rewatching when they have a director's cut to try to pick up small details, because I tend to miss that first time through. Like, I don't remember what scene it was, but someone kept saying that there was a scene that said, like, Alien Gate, like, on the news in the background.
That was when Gary was being sworn in as mayor for, like, the 5 billionth time.
Okay. So, like, I'm curious to watch through again and see, like, little touches like that, because all kinds of shows do that, and there's probably all kinds of little Easter eggs and stuff like that, so that'd be cool. I'm not sure there's too much else to say other than it was really good, and I'm really going to miss that show.
Yeah.
I mean, the quality of the season was top-notch, and it's kind of rare that I never – I mean, I watched most of the show via Netflix and stuff, so I think this is only my second year watching it live. But, like, throughout the whole thing, it never felt like it dipped in quality. It felt like it only ever got better.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with that. Like I said, sometimes comedies like these can lose their steam in the final seasons, but like you said, I think it gained it more than anything.
Yeah, it's nice to see. Like, so in one way, you wish it went longer, but at the same time, it's good it went out on top. What?
Just replay what you said in your head and you'll get it.
Wait. Went out on top. I forgot it already. Wait.
You'll get it someday.
Damn it. I want that to be today. Wait. Damn it. I can't even. The last thing I can hear, the only thing in the answering machine is came out on top.
That was half of it, so.
Like, the word came is in it, so it was obviously dirty. But anyway, I'll try to access that tape later. I think I'm glad it went out on top. But I think I wouldn't want it to be like five more seasons and then maybe potentially go down in quality, but I think it would have been neat if this was a full season, just because they had such wealth of potential in the content with the time jump. But still, it did great with what it had. Glad it didn't. I can't remember what I said now. It's going to drive me crazy. Usually I can do that. Actually, I can do that better with what other people said. Kind of like when you heard what someone says, and then you said, what?
Yeah, but yeah.
And
that's my life.
But then when you're saying what, your brain is replaying what they said.
And then you're like, oh, and then you feel like an idiot.
Yeah.
You say what, and then you just answer them immediately after you said what.
Yeah. Like, I got this. I have it recorded on tape in my brain. All right. I think that's about it for Ramble Time, unless there's something I'm forgetting.
No.
Alright, so now it's time for
the Facebook question of the whenever-ness.
Yeah. I really embraced the whenever-ness this week. So, according to the time stone, we are on favorite yellow Sentai Senshi.
I never picked an answer.
Pick Christians.
Someone will pick an answer for me.
Yeah, you'll think
how this works now.
You'll read someone's and it'll be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that guy. He did a really good job of being yellow. Came out on top. I can't, it's driving me crazy.
Like, I'd repeat it for you, except I can't. Like, I don't know exactly what it was, but it was dirty and I laughed.
Seems like, that sounds like our show. That's another tagline for the back of the DVD box. It was dirty and I laughed.
Alright, Christian Shear says, I really like Tsubasa because he told it like it is and didn't give a fuck about how you feel about it.
Did he, though? He was just really into that girl who you always yelled at. What was her name?
Right.
Yeah, how, that's an easy name to remember, too. It's not even obscure. Whatever.
Just talked about Ray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shaw. See, he was really into Shaw. TKT Gray says, oh, Dawson, why do you make this so hard to not be racist? That's what she said. I don't know how that works. Came out on top. It's definitely... Wait, hold on. Let's just get to the answer. Let's just get to the meat of this. Luca. French maid outfit. Photography. That sums up his answer right there. True story.
Facts. Stephen Ketchum says, I'll go with Magi Yellow because he is an awesome, moody badass.
Moody? Oh, moody.
Moody.
Okay. Jorge Hansen Jr. says, Yoko is fantastic. I think she's my favorite, although Yellow is a tough category. There's a lot of tough choices. I'll go with Yoko, though. You, Yoko, man. I don't know what kind of accent that was.
Anthony Siano says, boy, because he is a boy and an MPR, he was a girl. Honestly,
Anthony.
Magi Yellow, because he spoke English and he banged Yoko's mom in cyberspace.
That's exactly how it happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Joshua Perry, my name is not British. Have you seen Merry Christmas, Drake and Josh? It's made clear. But it would be Kieran Ranger from Go Renja because he was from what? What's a Renja? Is that like ganja? What is this? I hate this. I hate life. Since he was so fat and stuffed with curry that it would make Captain Marvelous go crazy for him. Watch out, Weight Watchers. What the hell is Weight Watchers doing here? Kieranja. I can't handle it. I'm done. It's Ranger. Rinja is so stupid.
Oh, that's awesome.
I hate that so much. It gets me. It's like instant anger.
Oh. Oscar Peckert says, no, not like that.
I know, but like the way you said it, you really emphasized the tired.
I'm sorry, dude. Said, Magi Yellow, because he's a boy, and according to Dawson, he banged his brothers and sisters.
I never said that.
Yeah, you did, kind of. You implied it.
No, you implied it.
It was, I did no such thing.
Yes, it was Kevin. See, he admitted it. Jordan Baker says, Tiger Ranger, because Japanese man. I mean Trini. I mean Samurai Jack. I mean Rick Medina. You know what? Fuck it. They're all the same. Tigers are cool. That's my reasoning. Hashtag rawr mouth fucker. Who is this guy? I've never seen him before. He looks like Abraham Lincoln from his tiny profile picture.
That's Tennant.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln and David Tennant are the same. Everyone knows that. The doctor traveled back and was Abraham Lincoln. And he's like, hey, slavery's wrong. I'm the doctor. And then they're like, what happened to Abraham Lincoln? They're like, I don't know. Let's elect somebody else. I don't know who came after him because it doesn't matter because he's not on money. I don't remember the order of the presidents. There's been too many of them. It is George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and then the current one. That's all you need to know. And then Benjamin Franklin.
What about Roosevelt? He was important-ish.
Sure. Jefferson. That's
Jared
another.
Jared Castile says, "Why this is
we're
hard?
We're talking about
disc,
president."
But I think I will go with Pirate Yellow.
Thanks, Cass.
Nailed it.
Chenick Stewart says, "Jasmine. I don't know if you guys know this, but Jasmine is an ESP-er." Sat.
Jasmine Wiasperdes.
Is that like a venereal disease?
Oh my god. Kevin Phantom Thong says, "Go Kai Yellow, because she's a boss ass bitch."
Wait a take. Is this Jerry Gregg, like in costume? Bronze good. Go on Yellow because she is hot, that is all. Was she though? What, is that with Jerry Gregg? It's like the name Greg automatically means you're the same person. I don't know.
I don't know, but
is he a superhero? What? I don't know. I'm so weird tonight. Help me. Can't escape.
Kelvin Kai Lee says, "Sekai from Kaku Ranger. He loves to eat anything that has to do with food. I'm all in. Oh, and he loved women. Women are nice too."
You know that's right. Keeper Martin.
Says, he's doing exactly what I told him to do. Good job, Keefs.
He is doing Sergeant Frog things.
Count
again.
On Queefer.
Good times. That's it.
I just noticed Mewtwo in the corner of that picture.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it, too. It's like one of those things where someone posts it's like, when you see it. His answer is Mewtwo, actually. Mewtwo was the best Sentai Yellow.
Yes.
Stop lying. Okay, we're done. Goodbye, everyone. Good night.
Well, you're next.
I just read Kiefer's. Sort of. I just said he did a Sergeant Frog thing, and there's Mewtwo, and we laughed about it.
Oh,
is that enough?
You're the worst.
You know that's right.
Mohammed Faith Daniel says, so in my opinion,
when you
Yoko...
see Seymour, uh-oh. Well, it's not so bad.
So in my opinion, Yoko from Go Busters suits my taste to the T. I prefer
coffee.
Sweaters.
Oh.
What direction did you go in? Drinks?
Yes.
Okay. We can go that direction, too. There's the answer, so... I'm cuckoo for Yoko Puffs, really?
That was...
Fair enough.
My best works. Gary M. Baker says, ... Wait, I have to get the amount of dots right. Hold on. Never mind, forget it. It's too many. I could use a Brian hug. I've had a legit shit week, but my answer is Natsuki. Oh, and Luca, and boy. I almost said Ayuka, because I didn't know that was an L for a second.
I owe you a hug, Gary.
And Ayuka.
# GareBear.
Classic Larry.
That's Cat's name for Gary is GareBear. So anyway. Jeff Moses says, "I have boy or Mio to choose from, so Mio. It's a very unfortunate selection there."
The guy who assassinated David Tennant said, "My favorite yellow senshi is Luca from Gokaiger because she wasn't afraid to fight dirty like a pirate when the need arose." I read the arouse? Is she arose? Arouse is probably spelled differently. Get out of here.
Arouse is A-R-O-S-E.
You're aroused. It wasn't even proper to come back.
Maybe.
Okay, now's the part where we give our answers.
Okay.
Just nap on it. Just take a nap, get some food, sleep with Felicity, and you'll feel better.
Let's look, I want my spinoff. I like a lot less yellows than I thought I did.
Shouldn't have picked it.
Tsubasa or Yoko? Just because I like Go Busters and Magi Ranger.
True question, they're all yellow.
I don't
get it.
Yes.
Because racism. Okay. Well, it worked with the favorite white. Why can't it work this way, too? My favorite probably is Luca. I liked her. She was badass. That pretty much sums up the it of it. She called people idiots a lot. That was fun. So, yeah, I liked Luca. Luca was like a MILF. E. Not much of a MILF as Ben, though.
But,
I don't know why I did that. I haven't done that in years. Click my tongue. And I'm just doing it now. What the fuck is wrong with us, man? Anyway. Now that that's over, now it's time for...
Final Things.
Final Things!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
Because I wanted to get to that so we could say final thingies things and the actual final thingies. So the next question will be up in 2 weeks. I know we waited an extra week, but it's always 2 weeks, at least from when we asked, because I said so. And we have to read less, and that's always fun. There's no guarantee we'll read it on that week. It could be anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 years and we'll read that, but the next one will be up in 2 weeks, so look out for that.
Yeah. What color?
What color? Oh, I was like, what are you talking about? I'm just clicking with the blue.
Brew.
Brew. Brew.
They make the brew. Best.
That sounds like a coffee shop idea. No one steal that. Shh, delete this. I want to open a coffee shop called...
I will do that for you.
Next week, I'll find out Brian opens it.
You don't even know what was just said.
Fine, I'll just take Brew's Cruise. Wait, I didn't need to say cruise like that.
Now it turned into like a boat coffee shop.
Yeah, boats.
Welcome
know.
On board the Brews.
You know, boats are like, they always make that noise.
Oh God.
Should we end it on? Can't even do it. But that one's even better.
This is what drugs feels like.